This week, we're going to talk about quitting, or rather, not quitting. I'm going to share a couple of statistics with you about podcasting that are going to blow your mind. And of course, we're going to talk about how this relates to you and your business. Stay tuned to see what I mean.
Running a service business can be hard. It is not unusual for business owners in industries like contracting, home repair, auto repair, business-to-business services like janitorial, IT and accounting, and many others to feel overwhelmed by all the priorities facing them at any given time. Between addressing the needs of the customers, managing the employees, figuring out the financials, and getting processes in place, feeling like you're making significant progress on your business journey can be difficult. Welcome to Service Industry Success, hosted by Brian Harding. Each week, Brian will look at real-world strategies for building the business you are dreaming of, while also sharing tactics to get through some of the most frustrating parts of business ownership with a lot more ease. Let's get started.
Last week, I released my 156th episode of this podcast, which means I've been podcasting now consistently for 3 years, one episode every week. And I haven't missed a single week. And it reminded me of some statistics I heard about podcasting a while back, which prompted me to look them up again. Now, the ones I'm going to cite today can be found on Reddit, but they are exactly like the ones I had heard before. And the reason I'm telling you where you can find them is because they're truly shocking. And I don't want you to think I'm making this stuff up. But check this out. There are over 4 million podcasts out there. And there's over 89 million podcast episodes. But get this, this is astonishing. 90% of all podcasts don't make it past episode 3. Three! And of the 10% that make it to episode 4, 90% of the remaining 10% don't get past episode 20. This means to be in the top 1% of podcasting, you only have to publish 21 episodes. That's crazy, right? To be in the top 10%, you'd only have to publish 4 episodes. Now, this is not unique to podcasting, of course. This is part of the reason you're killing it in ways that you can't even imagine. When I talk about, you know, every so often, I'm like, hey, just take a moment and embrace the fact and celebrate the fact that you're truly crushing it. This is what, you know, I'm talking about. Like, sometimes the level of effort people will put in are competitors, and the people who complain that you see at your industry meetings and on your Facebook groups and stuff, they're complaining about how hard it is and whatever. Listen, I'm not dismissing that. It is hard. There's no question. But sometimes their heart and our heart are a little different. Sometimes the effort people put in is so low that we can really crush it without even breaking a sweat. We hear a lot about quitting, or again, rather, not quitting. Coaching people to not quit is a multi-billion dollar industry. This is, you know, there's no shortage of famous people out there who have huge YouTube followings and huge Rumble followings and Facebook followings and Twitter and X and all that stuff. There's no shortage of very famous, very well-off people who've made a fortune helping people not quit. On the other side of that, sadly, there's a National Quitters Day, the second Friday in January, because by that day, around 80% of all New Year's resolutions will have been abandoned by the people who set New Year's resolutions. So what's up with that? Well, I don't generally set New Year's resolutions. I can't speak on that a whole lot, but I don't have a consistent pattern or do a good job of sticking to the eating habits I told myself I would follow. I've talked about that on here before. You know, I'll tell myself I'm going to avoid sugar and then I fall off the sugar wagon. So I totally get it. Nobody's perfect. And I'm not in any position to be tooting my own horn here about 156 podcast episodes. That's not what this is about. But I will say that, you know, my imperfect eating habits aside, there's something to be said for just continuing to show up. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Just continuing to show up. First, I want to make sure you know that the new group I've been talking about for a while, which I'm calling Business Tips, which stands for Business Tactics and Immediate Problem Solving, has officially launched. This is the lowest cost, shortest time investment package I've ever put together. It's less than $100 a month. It's 2 meetings a month that you can attend live on Zoom, or you can watch later at your own convenience because they're recorded. You have a place to ask questions and work through the challenges you're facing with employees who don't seem to care or don't seem to get it, as well as getting help overcoming the challenges you face to scale your business from someone who's been there. That's the whole point of this thing, is to help you get where you want to go and just have somebody answer questions, give you a little bit of confidence, maybe just make sure you're on the right track, that kind of stuff. Or, hey, what's a step-by-step way I can solve this problem? That's exactly what this program is for. Members get access to my entire video library, as well as lots of other bonuses. So to join, just go to businesstips.com. That's joinbusinesstips.com. Sorry, I goofed that up there. It's www.joinbusinesstips.com. All right, Woody Allen famously said, 80% of success is just showing up. And I heard that in my, when I owned my business before. So this is maybe 3 years in or something like that when I first heard that in my prior life as a business owner. Well before we had any significant success, for sure. And it really just kind of stuck with me. And I began to thinking like, well, showing up, what does that mean? Like, what is showing up? So of course, there's like physically going in and doing the things every day. There is that kind of showing up. There's no question. There's mentally showing up and being ready to take on the things that are not as fun as the other things I'd rather be doing. We all have things that are not our favorite part of owning and building a business. And we all have things we'd rather be doing than working at all. So part of showing up to me is just like mentally being mentally engaged, like not just physically showing up and like checking the box that I'm here today, but being mentally engaged. For me, that's a big part of showing up. Another big part of showing up, and the way I interpreted this when I heard 80% of it is just showing up, one of the first things I thought was showing up to support my team. I ask a lot of people, I ask a lot of employees in the industry I come from, their time commitment was huge. You know, they had on-call shifts and they had late nights regularly. The demands on them just to do their basic stuff was pretty high. So I had to show up and support them. I had to show up and figure out ways I could make their life easier and make things more clear for them so they could be successful and help them navigate problems they were having to, you know, not personal stuff, but at work. So for me, showing up is like showing up to support the team. Showing up is showing concern, in my book, for your customers and their needs. This is one of the hardest things I would say in business. It's not just learning this ourselves, but teaching this to people and getting people to do this consistently, which is we all have a thing that we need to do to make money. That's our, building our widget or fixing our widget or fixing their widget. But we tend to focus on what we need, which is I need to sell more of these things. I need to sell more of this service rather than focusing on what does the customer want? Why don't I just sell them what they want and then provide what I need to along the way? But we kind of invert that sometimes. And so for me, showing up is being aware that I need to be serving my customers and their needs and their wants, which also, by the way, will give me what I need and what I want. So for me, it basically comes down to two things. This showing up. One is a willingness to put in or to keep putting in the effort, even when I don't want to, or maybe especially when we don't want to. And a commitment to put our employees and our customers first, because without them, I have nothing. Well, where did I learn those things? Well, I learned them in lots of places, but like many of you, I probably learned most of that stuff from my mom, whose 80th birthday is today, by the way. So happy birthday, Mom, March 12th, 80th birthday. And I'd like to just take a few moments and tell you where I learned these gifts that have made so much of what I ended up doing in my life possible. One I've talked about is a willingness to keep putting effort, in even when things are hard. It's some would call it grit, and grit in my book would be kind of a balance of resilience and hard work. Well, I can tell you my mom never had any easy jobs. She worked on her feet her entire career. She never had a cushy office job with an air-conditioned cubicle. She worked her butt off, and for that, she got the benefit and the privilege of getting to go back and do it again the next day. That was, she just worked hard her whole life, and she had grit. She had resilience and put in the hard work, and I definitely learned that from her. She had a commitment to put others first. Like most moms, she almost always put everyone else first. She developed meaningful, lifelong relationships with her customers and her coworkers. And I definitely learned that from her as well. She never made a lot of money, never had a fancy car. But as she says, I, Brian, always had everything I needed and most of what I wanted. And that's 100% true. 100% true. So in order to put others first, we also have to have a sense of fairness. You have to know when you're asking too much of the others relative to what you're currently giving or willing to give. And to be fair, one must be willing to do some real self-reflection. None of us is perfect on this, but it's harder for some of us than others to do any kind of self-reflection with genuine interest in finding the truth. Now, I'm going to pause there for a second because every one of us who's ever heard somebody say that immediately goes, yeah, I got this part figured out, but those people, they need to get on track with this stuff. And this is hard. So this is hard for all of us. This is really hard for all of us. But having a genuine interest in finding the truth when we're doing self-reflection is something I definitely learned from her. And again, I'm not saying I'm great at this, but to the degree I'm able and the degree I do this, I definitely learned it from her. Anyhow, on her 80th birthday, I just want to take a moment to tell my mom, thank you for giving me all these gifts that keep on giving. An ability to persevere, an ability to dig down and find the grit, the resilience to continue putting in the hard work, even when there's no immediate gratification, even when it's hard, even when it feels like, why am I doing this? Why am I putting all this effort in? You know, sometimes that grit in the moments where we can't even put our finger on, like, why am I continuing to do this thing? Why am I putting in this hard work? Nobody's even noticing. My customers aren't noticing. The employees aren't noticing. My spouse maybe isn't noticing. Why am I doing all this? Well, that's what it takes. And for me, you know, again, I learned that kind of grit of putting in the work, even when there's not the immediate gratification. I learned that stuff from my mom for sure. An awareness of what fair looks like. An awareness of there has to be balance in the relationship. There has to be balance in what I'm asking versus what I'm giving or willing to give. And a willingness to put others' needs first. I would argue that not just in podcasting, not just in business, but in life. These are some of the keys to becoming one of the 1%. So anyhow, thanks to all of you who've been with me all 3 years I've been doing this podcast. I know there's at least a handful of you out there who have been with me since episode one. I won't go through the list of names. The list is actually longer than I could go through a list of names, but it's not like 400 people or nothing like that either. So, but there are some people who've been with me all 3 years. I want to say thank you for that. Thanks, of course, to the ones who've joined along the way. I really enjoy doing this. I enjoy the feedback I get from you. I enjoy the suggestions you have for topics. I enjoy when you reach out and say, hey, this was an especially helpful episode. That stuff all is fantastic. And podcasting, like building a business, there's many, many moments where you say, why am I doing this? Nobody's paying attention. And it requires the same grit and perseverance and hard work as all the other things. So also, happy birthday to my mom. There's a million things I could say, but of course, I only have a few minutes. So I'll just say thank you for making it all possible. And I love you. So for you listening, first thing to do here is just give yourself a little bit of credit. There is no doubt if you're listening to this and you have a sincere, genuine interest in getting better and learning skills, there's no doubt you are in the top 1% of showing up in your industry. So just take a moment and appreciate that. You know, some self-reflection in a positive way is also good. Just take a moment and appreciate that. Not everyone's willing to put in the time that you're putting in to build what you're building. And it will, if you continue to do it, it will all come out and work out the way you want it to. So as a reminder, go to www.joinbusinesstips.com to get immediate help to speed up the process of getting through the challenges you face in your business right now from someone who's been there. Also, if you find this information I share helpful, please share this podcast with a friend or a colleague you think could benefit from it. Of course, public sharing is also appreciated. Happy birthday, Mom. And for the rest of you, I will talk to you all next week.